Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and blessings, greetings and blessings, greetings and more blessings, coming to you live from the upper room of Sankofa Divinity. I am your hostess, Mostis. I am Dr. Yahshua Elohim, doing my thing as my thing, and you know what that thing is. Being the divine expression of all that is and all that will ever be. Today is another glorious day, but at the end of the day, it's all about your perception. No matter what you may be going through at this time, be it emotionally, spiritually, mentally, physically, always try to find the good in it. Because when you find the good in it, you have to understand that you're seeing it through the eyes of your divine self and not your ego self. So here we are. Before I even get started, this show is going to be very short. I actually showed up late to my own show. But nevertheless, it's more about the message than it is anything. So hopefully I won't get cut off here. If you want to reach out, you can always find me at sankofadivinity.com, or you can go to Facebook and look up Yahshua Elohim or Sankofa Divinity there as well. Or you can reach out to me for my services at 984-444-2157. All right. So now let me get to this message right quick. Like, the message is about forgiveness. It is about forgiveness, because Sometimes you might find yourself in a position where you have to forgive a person simply because they need you to pray for them. Huh? So your own unforgiveness towards another individual might be hindering you from praying for them. Or praying that they stand upright, or praying that they have some type of clarity, a window of clarity, if you will. Praying for them, praying for the physical being, praying for the mental, praying for their spiritual being, okay? Sometimes you have to find yourself in these spaces and places within yourself. But as I mentioned last week, is that once you forgive yourself, and you have that deep, deep internal dialogue with thine self, forgiving someone else will come very simple and easy. You will be able to do that. You will be able to say, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And because they know not what they do or what they are doing, you have to have compassion and render a prayer to them. Now, people are probably saying, well, I don't want to pray for this person. They deserve what they get. Of course, I get it. I get it. But whatever karma they deserve ain't really none of your business. It's none of your business. It's none of my business. What is my business is to remain upright in my own divinity, and delete the need to compromise the integrity of who I am as a divine being. And the only way that I can do that is surrendering to the goodness of all that is, surrendering to unconditional love, not only for myself but for those that are around me, and surrendering to the wisdom that is rewarded to me once I get into that place of humility. Because there is a space and place of humility where you gain more than what you thought you lost. You know why? Because the ego of an individual is the one that loses, but the divine self of an individual sees a win-win situation, and it cannot lose. It cannot be defeated. Therefore, it has always got to rest in the joy of life, the joy of giving life. So if you find yourself in a situation where you need to forgive someone, forgive yourself first, and then you let go and you forgive that person. And in doing so, you will rest in the sweet joy, serenity, tranquility, and clarity of your own divinity. And you'll be able to move on. Move on, move away, and sail away from all that no longer serves you. Because you have to understand, at one point it did serve you, but you probably grew out of this situation. And because you grew out of it, it had to be a moment of letting go. Letting go and letting God. Letting the Most High, El Shaddai, Elyon, Elohim, okay, Yahweh, all the archangels and angels. Letting go. Letting go. So that is my take for today. I hope you enjoy it. I will be back next time on time come Friday. Be well. And I say to you all, namaste, and remain focused on the river of blessings. Goodbye.